But first, I have a little bit of mail. Is Steven Sender off here? We need to, all today's workshops on the board. If you're an instructor and you're not signed up, please get your workshops on the board. There's a fellow here named Mark Crabtree, and he has got an old camera that does panoramic shots, right? So we want to do one with the whole Old Time Week staff with instruments. And what we'd like to do is tomorrow, right after this session, just everybody in a big herd go out there to the plaza, and everybody take your instruments with you, and we'll set up one of these panorama shots, and he does them in color, and then they will be available to order from Mark, okay? So, pass the word, if not everybody's here, that will be tomorrow, right here, right after this session, about 2:45, before the 3 to 4 workshops start. Okay, Dwight Diller, who's in the class, who is an instructor this week, banjo instructor, Dwight has put together a really fine slideshow of the Hammons family. That includes slides going back about 20 years, I believe, and with lots of music, taped music of those people, and with lots of interesting commentary from Dwight about those folks. And we haven't exactly picked out a location yet, but it will be 4 o'clock on Thursday. Okay, so that's right after the 3 to 4 workshops on Thursday. And Dwight and I will work out a place for that and put it on this chalkboard right over here. Okay, so that's going to be Thursday at 4 o'clock. And the location will be marked by the end of the day today. Let's see. Some people were asking Kathy Fink if she'd do a yodeling workshop. Okay, instead of doing it in a 3 to 4 o'clock slot, Kathy and Marcy are going to do Ginny and Kay's mini vocal class tonight, because Ginny and Kay have sound checks and things for the concert. So they will include in that mini class some yodeling. Right, Kathy? And if you are not officially enrolled in that mini class, but you are enrolled in Old Time Week, you're welcome to go to that class, and that's in the chapel, is that right?
In the chapel.
At 6:30? Okay, the session starts at 6:30, and you are welcome if you're enrolled in Old Time Week. Let's see. I think that's all the announcements I have. Yeah?
I'm not sure where the campus center classroom is.
Okay, this is the campus center, this building, and the classroom is right down that hall through the wooden doors, turn to the right. It's where the guitars meet in the morning. Okay, any other questions? Okay, if you've been around West Virginia music for any length of time, you've probably heard of the Kessinger family. Clark Kessinger was probably the most famous fiddle player ever to come out of West Virginia. Clark's great nephew, Robin Kessinger, is an instructor here this week, and he's a national flat-picking guitar champion, also getting to be a widely known musician. And Robin's father, Bob, is also here as a guest this week. He worked with the mandolin class this morning. Bob's a wonderful mandolin player. So let's make Bob and Robin Kessinger welcome. They're going to play a few times.
This is one of the most difficult things for me to do. Jerry knows this. I let nerves defeat me. I'm a preacher, and I just love to talk to this audience, but I'm supposed to play. A few years ago, we crashed a PTA meeting. They had country music, and I told Robin, he was at my house, I said, let's go over and see if we can get to play two. And we got there and started playing. They allowed us to play, and I was taking the lead first, and everyone started applauding. Robin said, I knew they did the wrong thing. I couldn't find a string for about 5 minutes. I'm telling you this helps relieve some of it. But when I get nervous or I'm tired, I want to play too fast, and I want to hit too hard. And I just can't do that and still play right. I have to hit a light lick. That's one of the reasons Robin helps, because he knows all of my little flaws, and he helps to cover it up. Playing. Whistling Rufus first. Yes. Let me tell you another one while we're here. A part of this being nervous, I suspect, is reaping time. I sowed some, and now I'm reaping. Robin first started playing a guitar. He bought his guitar. I bought it for him from Georgia Slim, Robert Rutland, well-known musician, and that's where he learned a lot of it. And Robert taped a lot of things for us, and he taped Turkey or Soldier's Joy. And I got the guitar while he was in school, and I said, I can learn that before he does. And I did, because I was working that while he was gone. And I played it for him when he came in. He said, show me how to do that, Dad. And I'd start fingering it, and every time he'd look, I'd turn my back on him, and I had him going round and around. I never did show it to him. And he learned it by hearing it. So that's more of my problems. Let's get that. Girl of My Dreams, an old slow piece. Dill Pickle Rag. Thank you. thank you for your patience and sympathy. Turkey and Straw. This is a classic, Turkey and Straw. Most people know this as East Tennessee Blues, but we knew it as Poker River Blues. No, we didn't know it as Poker River Blues. Clark called it Pokey River Blues. I suspect the real name for it was Kelly Boy Rag, though, because I think it's more of a rag. I'm certain that these fellas, like so many places, colloquialism or in a vicinity, didn't know a tune, and they just called it what they thought it was. Clark made a piece to Tennessee Wagner for years, and he called it Patty on the Turnpike, and that's not even close to Patty on the Turnpike. He put it out in 28. It's a wonderful piece, but that's not the right name for it. It's Wagner. I think some called it Tennessee Wagner. But I'm thinking that probably Kelly Boy Rag was the right name for this tune. It's well known in this vicinity and all over the place. Thank you. Maggie?
Robin.
Maggie? I did this morning. I have time with it, and sometimes it's Maggie is what it is. I'll get him after a while. My youngest son is putting out a, of all things, a bluegrass tape, and it's all singing. And I felt honored. He asked me Saturday if I would do the instrumental on Maggie. Of course, I got to change it to G, and that won't be too hard because the same fingering, just move it up some. But that's the only one he's going to let me play on. Now, Robin let me play on one of his, and he made a tape right after that, and they wouldn't let anybody over 40 years old play on it, and yet I sold more of his tapes than anybody else. Maggie.
His favorite pickers are around. Kathy Fink's gonna play guitar, and Blake Dillard's gonna play banjo.
All right. Thank you. Rachel.
Texas Quick Step, too.
Some called it Rachel and some called it Texas Quick Step. Would you like to hear me do it without my gloves? Thank you. Among the yearlings. Molly put the kettle on.
Thank you. me back. That is beautiful. You know, you might want to play that version of Sally Gooden in G like you played last night.
Oh, my goodness. I didn't laugh about that.
Go ahead.
We're going to do Sally Gooden in the key of G. The old timers back home used to do it all the time in the key of G.
Stay awake. I don't allow my students to go to sleep while people are playing. No, that doesn't work. Howard's in another class. Bob back there, he's in another class. They can go to sleep if they want, but I don't allow my students to go to sleep.
You mean we're putting
you can't
them to sleep?
Do push-ups if you want. That's right.
Thank you.
We'll try one called Dance Around Molly. Try one called Gray Eagle, the old dancing type. Thank you. was the way the old fruit jar drinkers used to play it on Nashville to dance.
Yeah.
We'll try one called June Apple.
Yeah, you got it, Unc. I'm ready.
One thing you can say for sure with Glenn, the way he attacks these tunes, when he has played a tune, it has been played. Say, old man, can you play fiddle?